That's Blake Shelton from 104.3 The River WXBC. Good morning, 7:31 on this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Morning Show, brought to you by our friends at Bluegrass Lover at Hardware on Highway 60 in Hardinsburg. Be sure to stop by and see them for your building supply needs. Also, that great selection of Milwaukee power tools, as Mr. Butler can attest to. We have guests in the building, so we need it. So, Dale, you need to straighten up and behave here.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Carrie Carmen joins us. How are we doing this morning, Carrie?
Good.
Well, you're here, I guess, to talk a little bit about Market on the Square. I guess first question to ask, are you ready?
We have to be, I guess.
Win, lose, or draw on the 16th, it's going to happen.
It is coming. Weather's looking good, and we are less than 2 weeks out, so vendors are signed up and confirmed, and we are ready.
Sounds like you've got a great lineup this year. I think some information I got already. Got about 60 vendors lined up for the square that day?
A little more. We have room for just a couple more. One thing we are adding this year, and if you deal with our public library, they're amazing. They're always trying to do stuff. But Sarah at the public library is going to be set up in the yard of the courthouse doing activities for kids all day long.
So that sounds great. That'll be something good for the whole family there. Give our listeners, I guess, a little sense of what all they'll find down there when they come down on that Saturday, I believe, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just let them know what people will find when they come down there.
So this year, Ben Johnson Elementary, DJ Riggs, is putting on a 5K. That's going to start at 8, right there by the post office and the Good Samaritan Center. So if you're interested in running a 5K, there's flyers all over town, but get with DJ Riggs at Ben Johnson or just come up that morning, and that'll kind of kick things off. And then at 9, the vendors will open up. We have everything from sweets to kids' clothes to homemade crafts to I've got a guy coming to sell honey, and some will be there selling his meat. So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
So a great time, and of course also the Masonic Lodge, I think it's a busy day for them because they do breakfast in the morning and then lunch in the afternoon. So
absolutely,
a lot of things going on. Of course, I think Nettie's will be open. And just a great time to come down, visit for everybody. Again, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., as you said, vendors, you're pretty well set on that. Of course, this will be around the square, so keep that in mind if you're traffic-wise. If you've got anything to take care of, you may want to take care of it before that Saturday because things are getting a little busy there in and around the square. So,
we hope so.
All right. If a couple of vendors that might be still interested, if they haven't reached out, not much space available, but how can they do that to get in touch with you?
You can call me. My number is 270-617-4111. If I don't answer, just leave a message. We'll get back with you. But we do have just a few spots remaining for that. It'll be full, I'm sure, just like last year. But
sounds awesome.
I hope people come and spend money. We know we've got vendors coming from Bowling Green and Louisville and E-Town, and they're coming from all over, and everything's unique. So.
And I know, again, that certain people, and you mentioned the honey, that's always a high point. Everybody is looking out for them whenever they come up, because I think, I'm trying to remember if they're across the way from us there in front of the City Hall there. But again, of course, we'll be out there on that Saturday. Stop by and say hi to us. We'll be out there. I believe we got some things to give away. Also, be signing up some people. Got a nice fall prize pack that we will be signing folks up. We'll be giving that away coming up on that ensuing Monday. But again, Market on the Square, Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, last call, I guess, Carrie, vendors, anyone need any more information, just give you a call?
Absolutely. All right. And one thing that's kind of shaped up to be cool this year is we're trying to make it into a full day in Hardinsburg. So we end at 2. The Historical Society's opening up at 4 for a bluegrass and barbecue night.
Did someone say barbecue?
We did. Barbecue. HA's is going to be there.
Oh, we're done.
And so they have, I think, 3 different bluegrass bands that are going to be on their property starting at 4. So if you come to town, stick around for Market on the Square all day. There'll be lots of sweets and lemon shake-ups and all that good stuff, and then head to the Historical Society and listen to some music and relax for the evening.
I'm just so excited that all the activity going on around downtown, because, again, Lee and I are the angry old men, but when we were kids, downtown Hardinsburg was vastly different.
You think about the businesses that were down here. There were multiple restaurants down here. There was the Western Auto Store. There was the Greyhound Bus Station. You had and I'm dating myself here, Arnett's,
the barbershop.
And of course, bear in mind, there the Bright Corner used to have there used to be the dealership down there.
Well, that's kind of where it started for me. So my grandfather had the business where the lot is for BB Tail now. So we had Lyons Gas on the corner, and we grew up eating at the bus stop and getting fried chicken for breakfast. So
LD Lasley's.
LD Lasley, right there, of course. And again, encouraging to see a lot of things. We've talked with Meredith. We talked with others. So glad to see the things that are going on downtown. And if there's anything, if Market on the Square can help bring attention, bring things down there, more power to you. So
absolutely.
Anything else we need to add or share with everybody?
Just be praying that the weather stays clear. Last year we avoided it. I was getting calls last year. It's storming at the lake and the sun shined in Hardinsburg. So we're going to hope that's what happens again this year and everybody has a successful day.
All right, Carrie, thanks for the time.
Thank you all.
All right, if you missed any portion of this conversation, need some more information, give me a couple of minutes here. We'll post this on the podcast section at WXBC1043.com.